Immigrant rights and reproductive rights activist Alejandra Pablos has been released from the Eloy Detention Center after a judge set bond at $8,000. She'd been taken into custody following a check-in with ICE. Her initial arrest and subsequent detention had caught the eyes of a number of fellow activists. Here to talk about that is Daniel Gonzalez, immigration reporter for the Arizona Republic. And Daniel, can you give us a bit of background here? How did Pablos end up in this situation?
Well, Alejandra Pablos is a pretty well-known immigrant rights activist based in Tucson, which is where she's from. And in January, she was participating in a protest outside Department of Homeland Security offices in Richmond, Virginia. And there was a number of people there participating in that protest, but for some reason, some officers came out and only arrested her, is what I was told by some witnesses who were actually at that protest. So after she was arrested, she came back to Arizona, and she had a routine check-in with ICE in the beginning of March. And the reason she had these routine check-ins with ICE is because she originally was a legal permanent resident of the United States, but in 2009 and 2012, I believe, she was convicted of DUI, and that landed her in deportation removal proceedings. So she had this check-in with ICE in the beginning of March, and during that check-in, instead of being, you know, released as she had numerous times in the past, she was taken into custody, and that's where she's been detained in, down in Eloy Detention Center since early March.
And she and some of her supporters believe that she was initially arrested at that protest because of her activism, right?
Yes, there was a sense that both that she was arrested at that protest in Richmond, Virginia, because of her activism, because they felt like she was singled out. And they also felt that that ICE took her into custody in early March because of her activism. In other words, they felt like this was an attempt to silence her.
What does ICE say about that?
They didn't comment about the arrest in January because that was a DHS officer's. But they said that the reason she was taken into custody in March was because she had violated the terms of her supervision that had nothing to do with her activism.
What is the possible time frame for resolving a case like hers?
These cases, I think they can last for years. Her case has already been going on for years. I don't know if there'll be any attempt to kind of expedite it by ICE. There is pressure on immigration judges now under the Trump administration to move cases through more quickly, so that's, I would think that might be a possibility. What's interesting about this case, and I think partly why it's received so much attention, is although she is a well-known immigrant rights activist, she's just one of more than half a dozen to a dozen immigrant rights activists around the country that have recently been arrested, detained, or deported by ICE. So that has created concern among immigrant rights activists that there is some kind of concerted effort by ICE to target immigrant rights activists in different cities around the country, different locations around the country, and is arresting them, detaining them, and in some cases deporting them to keep them from doing their work.
And of course, we should reiterate that ICE denies that this is in fact the case.
Yes, they very strongly refute that they are targeting people based on their activism or retaliating against them in any way. And it should be noted that a lot of the people who have been arrested, they are people who have criminal convictions in the past, who have been under orders of supervision, and it makes it more difficult to determine whether they're actually being targeted because of their activism, or is it possible that they fall under the Trump administration's new deportation guidelines, which are a lot more aggressive in trying to remove people from the United States who have prior orders of supervision.
All right, Daniel Gonzalez is the immigration reporter for the Arizona Republic. Daniel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.